the shoot, I will feel, as ever, like a beginner. I'm older, but clearly no wiser.
Mike Figgis reading his essay for the series on directing. The series producer was Sasha Yetushchenko.
The 2013 BBC Proms, the first weekend, and the riot and revolution of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring meets the dance music of the court of Louis XIV. The first period instrument performance at the BBC Proms of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, marking the work's centenary. Music by Lully, Rameau, Delibes and Massenet also provide more than two centuries of historical context for the work that scandalised and galvanised Paris at its 1913 premiere. Sunday night at the BBC Proms from 7:30.
Friday night on BBC Radio 3, the time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Mary-Anne Kennedy to bring you this week's edition of World on 3.
These guys are about to hit the UK big time. The super saturated technicolour sounds of vintage Bollywood via Melbourne reach these shores next week, with the first night in London's Village Underground on the 17th, and a bunch of festivals for the Bombay Royale, including the Larmer Tree, the Secret Garden Party, Cambridge and WOMAD. And as long as he makes it through immigration and customs, all in the company of a 10-foot crowd-surfing inflatable elephant. So they say. Well, that might have worked well in the Royal Albert Hall tonight. I'm not so very sure about that. But the first night of the proms, of course, plenty of excitement on stage with a fabulous opening concert and including my favourite ever set of Paganini variations, the Lutoslawski. Fantastic fun to play for two pianos as well. I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy. Welcome to World on Three. And with all that festive frame of mind in place, the music I'm bringing you tonight includes some previews of more upcoming WOMAD delights at the end of the month and some final concert highlights from the Shetland Folk Festival. Tonight, featuring a passionate performer of his Creole heritage and music, Cedric Watson. It's also a programme of musical families and dynasties of younger generations taking up the legacies of their parents. First, though, a track from a new EP from a band who grew up in one of the poorest parts of Guinea's capital, Conakry. It's a place where young people make music and play football, the two dreams bound up in the desire for a new life in Europe and beyond. These guys, though, haven't put their background behind them, and the name of their neighbourhood comes with them through the name of the band, Les Espoirs de Corentie. A new album is due out in September, but here is a foretaste. Justice. Ma regle de manque.
President Obasanjo. When I came in 8 years ago, many Nigerians.
And as time they go, things spoil more and more. many things. I don't see
many things.
I don't hear many things. I don't see
many things.
We make me think many things. We tell me pass anything. We make me think many things. We tell me pass anything. When I see the way my people they live on the bridge and on top of water. When I hear the nonsense things our leaders they do. When I see the yoga of police in prison for stealing. When I hear education minister in scandal for stealing. When I see our senators throw shea pulagada. When I see our senators throwing shea just to share money. Then go share the billions where they supposed to take feed the people. Then go share the billions where they supposed to take help the people. I don't hear many things. I don't see many things. I don't hear many things. I don't see many things. We make me think many things. What I am me pass anything. We make me think many things. What I am me pass anything. Turn television and you listen to the radio. When you turn television and you listen to the radio, you could see the things them do. You could hear the things them say. You could see the things them do. You could hear the things them say. You could see the corruption. You could see the inflation. You could see the suffering. Suffering of the people. Lori shiri shi, ori shiri shi stealing, ori shiri shi killing, ori shiri shi shooting, ori shiri shi movement, ori shiri shi government, ori shiri shi party, ori shiri shi system, ori shiri shi shooting, ori shiri shi killing, ori shiri shi shooting, ori shiri shi government. I don't see many things.
Many things.
I don't hear many things.
Many things.
Yeah. I don't see many things.
Many things.
We make me think many things.
Many things.
We tell me pass anything.
Many
we make me think many things. I
many
say,
things.
We tell me pass anything.
I think we'll have more from Les Espoirs a little later on. And the band from Conakry were followed by a star for whom those twin passions of footy and music are also paramount. Sion Kuti, heir to his father's band and musical legacy, but not afraid to say he stepped up to take his own place in the Afrobeat firmament. He's at Charlton Park, headlining the WOMAD Open Air stage on Friday the 26th. And you can hear him in our live WOMAD programme that night, starting at 11 p.m. The Radio 3 stage at WOMAD, of course, is gearing up to be the place to be once again, and hopefully amidst weather like we've been having all this week. You'll be able to join myself, Lopa Qatari, Lucy Duran and Fiona Talkington right across the Wiltshire weekend, with everything from Dawangang's punky take on Chinese opera to the rock and roll Red Hot Chili Pipers. A Radio 3 World Roots Academy showcase with Fidan Hajieva, joined by Nefes and Dowan Mehmet, and from Spain, or more specifically with this track from the city of the black cats, La Pegatina, Catalan Galician good time urban rumba to put us in the mood.
De los gatos negros, nada parece lo que se ve. Los perros ahora maullan, bailando zambas de Jerez. En la ciudad de los gatos negros, el egoísta todo lo da. Y el carnicero vende sardinas, y los aviones van por el mar. Y es lo que tiene, tener miedo y verlo todo del revés. Soñar con los ojos abiertos. Pintar sin un pincel. El que calma la rabia con fuego, el que ríe porque llora, el que sienta flor de piel. Y por la noche todos los gatos son pardos, que se burlan del extraño, que lo quiere entender. Gato negro, el que llora ríe a la vez, y el que canta su mal no espanta, y el que gana vuelve a perder. En la ciudad de los gatos negros, los marineros van a cazar, le dan al agua con gaseosa y encierran su libertad. Y es lo que tiene tener miedo y verlo todo del revés. Soñar con los ojos abiertos. Que llora el que sienta flor de piel. Y por la noche todos los gatos son pardos, que se burlan del extraño, que lo quiere entender.
Dale la vuelta y gíralo, que lo que parezca solo sea efímero. Dale la vuelta y vívelo, hazlo a tu manera para que te sea cómodo. Somos lo que somos, sí, pero no siempre. Todo lo que andemos no será tan elocuente. Lo que somos, sí, y solo a veces. No dejes que te lo cuente.
Y es lo que tiene tener miedo y verlo todo del revés. Soñar con los ojos abiertos y pintar sin un pincel. El que calma la rabia con fuego, el que ríe porque llora, el que sienta flor de piel. Y por la noche todos los gatos son pardos, que se burlan del extraño, que lo quiere entender.
Thank you.
Felix Lyko from Hungary, probably better known as a violinist, but the first instrument placed in his hands by his mum years and years ago was a zither or a Hungarian cithara. And it's that same instrument at least 30 years later, after what he sees as an appropriate maturing, that's at the heart of his new solo album, Mezzo, or Field. And it's every bit as virtuosic, I'm sure you'll agree, as his more familiar fiddle. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, with some concert highlights coming up from Louisiana's Cedric Watson in very fine form in Shetland. But since we're at the end of a week where all Scots and Brits can bask in the reflected glory of Mr. Murray's Wimbledon domination, let's hear from some more very successful Scots. Million Sellers, that got the first Scottish Gaelic single into the UK charts. Their lead singer, described by 007 himself, Sean Connery, as a throat touched by God. And their band leader got on to become the artistic director of one of the most successful music festivals in the world. Well, Karen Matheson, Donald Shaw and Capper Cayley said 5 years ago that their 25th anniversary album was the final chapter, and nor was there any chance of being out touring regularly again. Well, it's 30 years this summer, and of course you've guessed it, it's the very best in rock and roll style. They're out doing the festival thing again, and there's a new album to boot at the heart of it all, which sees them doing just that in many respects, with the likes of former member James McIntosh at the heart of it all, returning to the fray on percussion in the studio. But they also have a huge cast list of guests, including several new generation Scots singers and instrumentalists, including Piper, Jarlath Henderson and banjo Gerry O'Connor. Here in this set, though, it's Marches and the core sound of Donald Box and Mike McGoldrick's whistle. Thank you. from one of the classic Scottish bands of the 90s and noughties to a solo album from a member of one of the great young bands following in their footsteps in so many ways. Capper Cayley's March set led on to the solo debut from young piper James Duncan Mackenzie from the village of Back on the Isle of Lewis and a member of the band Brepoch. The tune there was a gorgeous tribute to his wee sister Anna, a singer and cellist in her own right, and a piper to boot. And by the way, you can hear the music of Capper Cayley's Donald Shaw, his soundtrack to the BBC Two series Hebrides, Islands on the Edge, on Thursdays for the next few weeks. The first programme went out this week, just a couple of days past, and you can catch up with that edition on the BBC website. And if you have seen it already, you can let us know what you thought. Tweet the World on 3 hashtag at BBC Radio 3. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3, and it's been such a pleasure to revisit highlights over the past few weeks from a very special weekend in the northernmost islands in Britain, an unforgettable few long days and short nights in Shetland for the legendary folk festival. Our final instalment from the festival tonight comes from one of their most far-flung visitors this year. The various emigrant traditions of the United States are always welcome in an island tradition that was as much flavoured by the American Forces Network as by the fiddles and language of their own heritage. And this year, it was, amongst others, the turn of Louisiana's Grammy-nominated Cedric Watson, a young man, as you'll hear, who has a deep and passionate understanding of the blend that goes into his own Creole music, part of the roots of Cajun and Zydeco. And in the company of Miss Desiree Champagne, no mean performer either. It's strip-backed, rootsy stuff, and in the spirit of the festival as well, it's got an on-the-floor collaboration going on as well with UK-based bassist and Cajun box player Chris Hall and drummer Hayden Hook from Lerwick itself, joining them later on for this set.
It's way down in the swamp. Well, take your way back in the swamp, in the swamp. Gonna take your way back in the swamp,
in the swamp.
Gonna take your way back in the woods. Gonna take your way back in the woods.
In the woods.
Gonna take your way back in the swamp, gonna take your way back in the swamp.
In the swamp.
Gonna take your way back in the woods. Gonna take your way back in the woods.
In the woods.
Well, I'm sitting there on a cypress stump, just a sitting there in the swamp. Sitting there on a cypress stump, just a sitting there in the swamp. Yeah, yeah, oh. Ti va mi dior, ieri suor, se para por de noti fam. Oi ai me maleres, oi ai me joleker. Sata be we maleres, ti va mi dior, we se misera. Thank you.
tan bien, n'était pas bien, tu m'as mis dior. Hier au soir, c'est par rapport de la chair catin. Oui, aïe, mais malheureuse. Oui, aïe, mais jolie cœur, mais ça t'en fait, mais malheureuse. Tu m'as mis dior, ouais, comme un pauvre beau. Mais ça t'a fait, avec ta famille, énorme ménage, dis donc, vous va mal.
Thank you. Wherever the train lands, y'all. Yeah. Always in the back of town, though.
That was Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne on stage at the Royal British Legion in Lerwick. We're here as part of the Shetland Folk Festival, and I'm joined by Cedric here just now. Cedric, you're originally from Texas.
Southeast Texas, that's
but
right.
But you headed down to Louisiana eventually. Was it the music that took you down there?
For the most part, it was the music, but not only the music, the language, the French Creole language.
Tell me why that is so important to what you play and what you sing.
Well, the reason is because part of my family got to Texas from many different places, and part of my family is of like Haitian and Creole descent, and they made it to Louisiana by way of the Haitian Revolution when the slaves started killing the masters and stuff and ran them off. So a lot of the free people of color, even and slaves, ended up from Haiti and New Orleans, ended up traveling to other places as time went by. You know, families, they developed there, became Creole. Well, my family are one of those families that in the 1940s, whenever the oil and all that was being found in Texas, you know, and a lot of people moved to Texas because they could get better educations. Louisiana was probably a little bit harsher on black people. So Creole, every time we would go to Kinder, Louisiana, where my Uncle Cleve lived, I'd go visit him. And they would go gambling at the casino and down the road and leave us kids at the house. And I'd listen to the radio and record Cajun and French music and Creole. I take that back to Texas and listen to it and play my fiddle with it, you know? Because in Texas, we have lots of zydeco. And this is what most people don't know, that Texas is actually like very Cajun and Creole. But it depends on where you are, because even not all of Louisiana isn't Creole or Cajun. What you have is, we call it the Golden Triangle. And it goes into Texas, into Beaumont and Port Arthur, Texas. And it goes down, and this is a triangle, you see? So this is like, that's my little world, you know?
So as well as a most excellent geography lesson there, you're pretty clear on the historical ties mm-hmm. for the music and the different threads that go into making that particular combination of zydeco. Can you sort of tease them out for us?
Well, that's something that always did interest me as a kid, because my grandmother, she was very, she knew everything about like where she was from, and my great-grandparents on my dad's side, even, they would tell me a lot of stuff about where we're from. And we were always kind of proud of who we are, you know? I just so happened to be a descendant of black people in America that didn't have it as bad as others, because they were part, you know, Spanish and French and Indian. And somehow we made it through all that racism. And, you know, Creole people, free people of color, they were farmers and things like this during racist times. And the white people wanted to see them as slaves, not see them make money like them and be free. So that's how the Creole people would always stick to themselves and everything. And then sometimes the blacker people didn't like Creole people because they thought that the Creoles were like, you know, uppity or whatever. But the truth is, it's all, you know, one big culture. You have the Cajuns, the Creoles, the Native Americans, everybody. And that always fascinated me, because if you listen to the music, it sounds exactly like every single one of those cultures that landed in Louisiana. There's even like a lot of like Irish and probably Scottish, you know, I wouldn't doubt it, the names. Yeah, as a matter of fact, like Dewey Balfa, he's one of the most famous Cajun fiddlers. Well, his last name, Balfa, is a Scottish name, I believe.
It's Balfour.
You see, it came from that, but it changed. So all I'm trying to say is that's what our music is, and also the food. The food is very mixed, like a gumbo. Gumbo's from Africa, and then you have like jambalaya. Jambalaya is like Native American and Spanish, like kind of fusion. And it's like, that's what we, etouffee, originally from France, but we do it our way, you know, because the slaves did all the cooking.
You mentioned the French language a little earlier. How much is that only a language of the music? How much is it a language of community?
People still get together and speak French all the time, you know, but for the most part, everyone's speaking English. It just said they'll go into French and English, or they go into speak French for a little while, then they'll speak English for a little while. Not everyone in Louisiana, though. Just the people that are Francophone, which is probably about like 215,000 people. You know, and that's a very small state. I don't know how many people are in that state. 4 million, I believe.
Okay.
And the kids they speak like half of the day in school, they have to speak French. And if they speak English, they get in trouble. And then the other half of the day, they get to speak English. So the government took it away, the French language, see? And then they got in the 70s when all those hippies and everybody started like civil rights and everything was going on. Well, yeah, everyone was like, hell, we're going to speak French again. And the government apologized to the French speakers and their families and said, we're going to give y'all schools now and bring it back.
And how much is the Zydeco music scene? How much is it a young man's game?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's nothing but young people that go to, like, man, Zydeco is a huge scene, you know? And the cool thing about it is Zydeco is known as Cajun because Cajun is the whiter part. And being that they learn how to read and write before most black people ever did, they got educations, they were able to advertise their culture better. So that's why the world tends to think that I'm Cajun, or they tend to think that even my music is Cajun or gumbo and things like that. You know, everything is stamped Cajun because it was well advertised. Zydeco is very huge. They just don't leave the country as much as Cajun bands do. You see?
And is there a crossover between the two musics and musicians?
Not much, because one's for the black scene and one's for the white scene. A lot of them do collaborate. They'll collaborate on recordings or sometimes maybe even a sit-in, but no, they keep to themselves. The Creole people, you know, we like blues and stuff. Cajun people like country. They like all that steel guitar, and we like all that keyboard and like R&B, you know.
Cedric, for your history lesson, your geography, your statistics, your passion for the music, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Mes arrières sont pas allés bébé, mes arrières sont pas allés catin. Oui, c'est hippie yo mon nez, car on voulait montrer nos bébés. Oh, 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 oh. Mes haricots sont pas allés, bébé. Mes haricots sont pas allés, mon nez. On ne voit pas quoi je vais tout seul. Mes haricots sont pas allés, bébé. Oh, 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 oh. Mes haricots sont pas allés, bébé. Mes haricots sont pas allés, mon nez. Y'avait hippie taille au catin. Car vous les montrez nos bébés. Oh, oh, oh.
So me and Desiree, we've been working on this song playing it for about a couple of years, and it's a Buzu medley. And we'll go just me and her playing it around at schools with little kids and stuff, and also in house dances and even at pubs and bars. And this is a medley we put together for Buzu Chavis. We put three Buzu songs together. We're gonna play it for you. It's called the Buzu medley.
You do something I don't like, yeah. You do something I don't like. You do something I don't like. You do something I don't like, yeah. Mes amigos sont pas allés. 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 Mardi Gras.
Baba. Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba,
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 Champagne, y'all. Mr. Chris Hall, wherever he may be. Mr. Hayden Hook, there he is right there. All together, we are Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole.
Chris and Hayden, by that point, sitting in the audience, appreciating Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne in action at the Royal British Legion in Lerwick as part of the Shetland Folk Festival, our final instalment from those Northern Isles here on World on Three, but not the last of Louisiana. Lopakatari is back next week when Sarah Savoy brings a rockabilly zydeco flavour to the Cajun music of her famous family to the studio in session. And if we're going to talk musical dynasties, as we have been throughout this programme, then this next band would certainly fit the bill. The earlier generations of the Clancys, they of the infamous Aaron Jumpers, and the Furies, who were great John Peel favourites, they did a huge amount to popularise Irish folk music. And if they did it in a very slickly packaged style, they certainly did it also with knowledge and ability behind it. The same could be said of the Sons, Finbar Clancy and Martin Fury. And when you add them to two former Riverdance stalwarts, Brian Dunphy and Darren Holden, you have the High Kings, a blend that's had tears being shed into the green beer on St Patrick's Day celebrations from Japan to Trafalgar Square to the White House in the company of two presidents, Enda Kenny and Barack Obama. It's a rich mix. Too rich for me, but I hope this a cappella track from their new album, Friends for Life, shows that, like their fathers, behind all that showbiz are some really rather fine musicians.
Oh, I thought I heard the old man say,
leave her, Johnny, leave her.
It's a long, hard pull to the next payday,
and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Oh, the skipper was bad, but the mate was worse.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
He'd blow you down with a spike and a curse,
and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Oh, pull ye, lovers, or you'll get no pay.
leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Oh, pull your lovers and then be laying.
And it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. And it's time for us to leave her.
Oh, I thought I heard the old man say,
leave her, Johnny, leave her.
It's a long, hard pull till the next payday.
And it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. And it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. And it's time for us to leave her.
Thank you.
another cornerstone of modern Scottish traditional music. But while Capper Cayley, who we heard earlier on, still retain their long-time membership to a large degree, the Battlefield Band are, well, I suppose they're a bit like Doctor Who, reincarnating every so often while remaining true to their roots. And yes, I confess, I'm going to the prom later on tonight. That was a set of two of the Battlefield Band's own tunes, rounded off by what they rightly describe as a classic of 20th century bagpipe repertoire, Pipe Major Donald MacKinnon's Sound of Slate, which incidentally for me is one of the most beautiful stretches of water in the world. The set comes from the band's new album, Room Enough for All, and they also have two special hometown gigs this summer. First of all, for Lewis fiddler Alistair White, it's a trip home with the lads for the Hebridean Celtic Festival on the 19th of this month. And then in Edinburgh, which is kind of the band's home base nowadays for all that it started out in Glasgow's Battlefield district. They have an Edinburgh Festival fringe appearance coming up at the beautiful Queen's Hall on the 11th of August. The QH doing its regular Jekyll and Hyde between the festivals. Elegant chamber venue by day, rocking tradies by night. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And next up, a man absolutely revered as a Nashville songwriter, so much so that he's known as the Fifth Highwayman, after the country supergroup quartet of Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson. They all reckoned he might as well have been in there. Now, although Guy Clark's songs have been much covered by these and many other country music stars, this is from a new album of songs sung by himself, with a voice that's definitely seen life, love and loss, as you'll hear from the title track written for his lifetime soulmate who died last year.
Favorite picture of you is the one where you're staring straight into the lens. Just a Polaroid shot someone took on the spot, no beginning, no end. It's just a moment in time, can't have back. You never left, but your bags were packed just in case. My favorite picture of you has bent and it's faded and it's pinned to my wall. Oh, and you were so angry, it's hard to believe. There's a fire in your eyes, you've got your heart on your sleeve, curse on your lips, but all I can see is beautiful. My favorite picture of you is the one where your wings are showing. When your arms are crossed, fists are clenched, not gone but known. Oh, stand up, angel, you won't back down. Nobody's fool, nobody's clown. You're smarter than that. My favorite picture of you is one where it hasn't rained yet. Oh, as I recall, there came a winter squall and we got soaking wet. A thousand words
In the blink of an eye, the camera loves you, and so do I. Click. My favorite picture of you is the one where you're staring straight into the lens.
Kate McGarrigle's Talk to Me of Mendocino, once famously covered by Linda Ronstadt, but performed there by Norah Jones from that double album live gig release on Nonesuch of a concert in memory of Kate, with sister Anna, kids Rufus and Martha Wainwright, and a whole host of family and friends, also raising money for a cancer research trust in her name. And since we're in the realm of families and generations, I'll be playing a track at the end of the show tonight from probably the last ever recording session by Nora's father, Ravi Shankar. Before that was Guy Clark describing a real favourite photograph of his wife of 40 years, Susanna, one from back in the 70s where she was looking just like Fizz, having just found Townes Van Zandt on the lash in their house. But the picture, as you can see on the front cover of the album as well, it captures all her character and her beauty just perfectly. Tomorrow, Sunday night, on World Roots, Lucy Duran will be introducing a concert of musical drama known as Pansori from the UK Korean Culture Centre's K-Music Festival 2013. Do listen out for that. I'll turn now, though, to some longtime friends of World on Three and a band who know themselves how to run their own festival, as we found out when we visited their Chandeviel Festival in Quebec a couple of years ago, again for World Roots. Le Vent du Nord arrive in the UK in a couple of weeks' time for a string of festivals and concert dates, including Sidmouth, Cambridge and WOMAD, assuming they avoid events such as gave rise to this track from their current album, Trompe le Temps, when Icelandic ash cloud and an extra long stopover gave rise to the Dragon of Chimay.
Barbe Pelon, dit la sorcière, fut torturée au fond du cachot.
Barbe Pelon, dit la sorcière, fut torturée au fond du cachot.
Elle envoya de son bûcher un dernier sort sur les gens du château. Ainsi promis de la princesse, le chevalier si tendre et aimant.
Ainsi promis de la princesse, le chevalier si tendre et aimant.
Sous la grande halle de la cathédrale, soudainement fut emmuré vivant.
Au cœur du ventre de l'antre, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mythes. Le temps pensant, le sort aussi, l'homme était transformé en bête.
Le temps pensant, le sort aussi, l'homme était transformé en bête.
Emprisonné dessous la ville, un feu brûlait tout au fond de son être. Jusqu'au passage du souterrain, toute gargouille vomissait de l'eau.
Jusqu'au passage du souterrain, toute gargouille vomissait de l'eau.
Abreuvant ainsi l'animal qui chaque jour était de plus en plus gros, était de plus en plus gros.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mythes. Quand du clocher, les carillons sonneraient 13 coups du même temps.
Quand du clocher, les carillons sonneraient 13 coups du même temps.
Réveillant gisants et dragons, danser les carillonneurs du grand Satan. La terre bougeant pendant la guerre, laissant entrer espoir et lumière.
La terre bougeant pendant la guerre, laissant entrer espoir et lumière.
Alors la bête brisant ses chaînes, se libérant enfin de son enfer. De son enfer.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'homme criant du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous racontent
le temps des mythes. Et la princesse triste et donnante sur la grande tour du château de Chimay.
Et la princesse triste et donnante sur la grande tour du château de Chimay.
Garde son corps pour un crapaud, mais un dragon volant s'y présentait. La bête surgit cherchant l'aimé, de sa prison s'était extirpée.
La bête surgit cherchant l'aimé, de sa prison s'était extirpée.
Le sang et lui sont envolés, les amoureux qui se sont embrasés, qui se sont embrasés.
Au cœur du ventre de l'âme, l'homme qui a du fond des cryptes pour que les pierres le libèrent et nous raconte
le temps des mythes.
Thank you.
Is Espoir de Corenti, more from that EP release that heralds a full album from the band from the Corenti district of the Guinean capital, Conakry. It comes out in September. Before that, Le Vent du Nord, blowing our way here in the UK with a first gig at the New Vic in Newcastle under Lyme on the 23rd of this month. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And this next album comes from a longtime collaborator with Mali's Habib Koité, whose most recent appearance on this show was on a duo album with bluesman Eric Bibb. Baba Sissoko takes a similarly contemporary approach to his griot background, but musical dynasties once again coming into play tonight, as the first people he credits on this new album are all his griot grandfathers. Here he is on Ngoni from African Griot Groove and Yala.
乗車必須の断りを表す。おごれる人も久しからず、ただ春の夜の聞き者もついには滅びぬ。人へに風の前の
challenging listen, but a quite compelling voice with the accompaniment of the Japanese lute, the biwa. That was the prologue to one of the great Japanese epics, the Heike. Great battles between two clans, Heike and Genji. They'd originally have been performed by blind monks back in the 13th century, but the art form changed and evolved as the performance gradually passed into the hands of sighted players and the music was eventually set down in manuscript. The performers there were Kakujo Iwasa and Kakuryu Saito, and the as ever beautifully illustrated and annotated release of Satsuma Biwa comes from our Radio France colleagues Okara label. And that all leaves us a suitably healthy amount of time to devote to the final recording sessions of one of world music's true legends. In October 2011, at the age of 91, Ravi Shankar recorded 7 different ragas in his home in Encinitas, California. The first album release of the Living Room Sessions won a Grammy for Best World Music Album last year, and the second volume was recently released to mark what would have been his 93rd birthday. Thanks to Robin Cherry and producer Roger Short in the studio tonight, to Cedric Watson and engineer Rob Winter, who roamed ferries, islands and festival clubs, all sorts of dangers with us in Shetland. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and I leave you tonight then with Ravi Shankar and the rag Mishra Kafi.
Thank you.
Ravi Shankar with Tamoy Bose on tabla. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Probably hadn't escaped your notice that the 2013 BBC Proms launched in spectacular style just a few hours ago, the concert closing with Vaughan Williams' Visionary Sea Symphony. And over the next couple of nights here on Through the Night, a celebration of Proms past, the centrepiece of tonight's retrospective being what I certainly remember as a luminous performance of Vaughan Williams' Job from the 2008 Proms conducted by Sir Andrew Davis. And to set us on our way, part of a prom from the following year, Thierry Fischer conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in the overture to Berlioz's Les Francs Juges.
Thank you.